With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. The 2023 edition of Liverpool's Privateer Days will have a noticeably family feel compared to previous years. Visitors will still find an historic encampment, a spooky graveyard tour, and the King's Orange Rangers performing an historical reenactment, but gone are the waterfront beer gardens replaced with an all-ages entertainment tent. There, people can enjoy local entertainers all weekend, an open mic Friday evening, and magician and face painting for the kids. Treasurer of the Privateer Days Organizing Committee, Min Teeley, says along with the requisite pirates and period costumes, people will still find their favorite parts of the weekend. That weekend begins Friday evening with the festival closing down part of Main Street.
We're going to have live music with the Merchants Market downtown, shutting it down. Hopefully coordinating with Dixie Lee to have a French fry eating contest for the kids. Some fire spinners, which is a new addition as well. And then just kind of leading off into the evening.
Last year, Teeley and her husband marched in the parade ahead of being married in the official colonial wedding service. Organizers tried but couldn't find another couple to tie the knot in the service this year, but may have a couple willing to renew their vows. The wedding is an example of the melding of history and community in the annual event. Another is the selection of a parade marshal. Organizers are looking for someone who exemplifies Queen County to lead the floats through town on Saturday, June 24th. The list of potential names includes Special Olympians, former doctors, business people, and community activists, and continues to grow. Submissions are being accepted until June 11th, and the marshal will be announced June 12th. The carnival rides were unavailable this year, but Teeley says the inflatables coming in from Halifax Inflatables and Yarmouth Big Bounce will attract attention from young and old alike.
I would love to get into an inflatable hamster ball in a pool and go one-on-one with somebody else. There's going to be a lot of things. I don't think they're just going to be for kids.
Teeley says the event will be bigger than last year, and organizers are still looking for volunteers willing to staff the visitor information booth and help tend to the barricades for the parade. Anyone willing to lend a hand can contact organizers through the Privateer Days Facebook page. Privateer Days runs June 23rd through 25th in Liverpool. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.